In for Celeste Quinn. Henry Frain is our technical director. Well, Indiana scored four more runs and now leads Illinois 8-1 in the fifth inning of their elimination run game of the Big Ten tournament in Ann Arbor. We'll keep you up to date on that in this half hour. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we'll have some periods of rain and thunderstorms continuing this afternoon and into tonight. He'll be along with details on the weather in 5 minutes, and then we'll open the phone lines. And if you're going to be traveling or doing something outside over this long holiday weekend, it'll give you a custom forecast in our next installment of Talk to the Meteorologist. First AM 580 News, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good afternoon. State senators have overwhelmingly approved a major effort aimed at cracking down on pay-to-play in state government. But the measure faces an uncertain future and a lot of skepticism from Governor Rod Blagojevich. The Senate voted 56-0 today to ban people who have state contracts worth $50,000 or more from giving campaign donations to the office holder who oversees the contract. It also requires better disclosure of contractor donations to state officials. It's aimed at easing public concern that state contracts are for sale to prominent donors, a question raised repeatedly about Blagojevich's administration. Blagojevich's office says the measure doesn't go far enough and urges the House to make it broader and more comprehensive. An Illinois measure that would criminalize internet bullying is on the governor's hands. The State House on Thursday signed off on the bill and outlaws the use of the internet to harass someone and specifically bars the posting of threatening comments on websites or online message boards. The legislation is in response to the case of a 13-year-old Missouri girl who hanged herself in 2006 after receiving cruel messages via MySpace. Violations would be punishable by up to 1 year in prison for a first offense and up to 3 years for a second. Missouri lawmakers approved a similar measure last week. A new audit says Governor Rod Blagojevich's office has been slow to appoint people to state boards and commissions and slow to set up some computer equipment. Sam Hudzik has more.
The Office of the Illinois Auditor General surveyed some of the state's boards and commissions. It found about half were without the legally required number of appointees. The audit says no appointments were made to some panels, like the Illinois Steel Development Board and the Capital Punishment Reform Study Committee. The audit also says the governor's office failed to install some computer security equipment it purchased. $23,000 went to thumbprint scanners and related software, but nearly all the scanners sat unused. The governor's office concurred with these findings, saying it was working to resolve the issues. I'm Sam Hudzik, Chicago Public Radio.
Champaign County board members quizzed consultants last night about their recommendations for operational changes that could bring the county nursing home back into the black. At the same meeting, nursing home workers and their supporters attacked the consultants' report and said the problems lay in management. The report from St. Louis-based Management Performance Associates listed changes in union work rules and an increase in private pay residents as the two most important changes the nursing home could make. But members of AFSCME Local 900 accused the consultant of trying to break the union. Several of them said a tax referendum and perhaps changes in management were the best solutions to the nursing home's chronic deficit. The debate raised the ire of Mary Ellen O'Shaughnessy, vice chairman of the new nursing home board. She said everyone needed to make changes to save the nursing home.
And the longer we sit around and point fingers at the union or the administration or the board, really, you're not this far in debt without everyone dropping the ball. And I guess what's frustrating to me is there is so much that needs to be done. Make a to-do list and start doing it. And that's for everybody.
The two county board members on the nursing home board, Alan Nudo and Jan Anderson, say the county needs to carry out its to-do list for in the next few months if they want the nursing home to stay open. Meanwhile, the county board is expected to vote in June on an emergency $470,000 transfer of county funds to the nursing home to keep it afloat a few more months. Hillary Rodham Clinton's presidential campaign has $55,000 in unpaid bills for campaign events at Indiana University. The debts are for appearances made by Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, and their daughter Chelsea during March and April leading up to Indiana's May 6th primary. Barack Obama's campaign, meanwhile, has already paid the over $108,000 it owed IU for two Assembly Hall events. IU spokesman Larry McIntyre says the university knew there was a risk that the bills would not be paid when they charged the campaigns for sound equipment, security, and other needs for their events. The Associated Press left a message seeking comment from Clinton's campaign headquarters. Illinois Environmental Protection Agency says preliminary results from tests show the state's drinking water is safe. Officials took samples from across Illinois in March to test for unregulated pharmaceuticals or personal care products. They took untreated water, source water and treated drinking water from public supplies in Chicago, Aurora, Elgin, East St. Louis, and Rock Island. Springfield officials collected their own water and submitted data to the EPA. Officials say they tested for 57 chemicals. 17 chemicals were detected at low levels, but the EPA says there was no cause for immediate concern. A national preservation group has named 12 blocks along Michigan Avenue in Chicago to its list of most endangered places. Lynette Kalsness reports.
The Michigan Avenue street wall is that famous stretch of buildings across from Grant Park. The street wall features a who's who of the work of prominent Chicago architects, including Louis Sullivan and Daniel Burnham. Richard Moe is president of the National Trust for Historic Preservation.
There's nothing like it anywhere in the world. It's really earned the nickname of Chicago's front door because it's truly the face of the city. And to have this kind of inappropriate demolition and intrusion of new structures would totally destroy the historic character of it.
A developer wants to tear down part of the old Chicago Athletic Association building and construct a glass tower for a hotel. Moe says that could set off a domino effect of high-rise developments. A spokesman for the city's planning department says it's still reviewing the hotel proposal.